Hey guys, this is Sandman here. Vinny the Brick loves sports, and unfortunately on our show, he's the only one who does. And every time he brings up sports, the conversation goes nowhere. So he was like, fuck you guys, I'm gonna do my own podcast on the side. He brought a friend, Lando, and Lando and Vinny are going to debut the first episode of their new podcast, Sports Pollution, right here for you today. And I hope you guys enjoy it, and if you're not into sports but know somebody who is, let them know. They got something new they might want to check out. Look for it every couple of weeks. We'll tweet about it, let you know when it's happening, and he would love it if some of you called in and talked about sports. So without further ado, I present to you...
Spring, winter, fall, or summer. Listen to us while your girlfriend gives you a hummer. This is the Sports Pollution Podcast with Lando and Vinny the Brick. Buddy.
What's up, buddy?
What's up, buddy?
All right.
So let's kick it off. We got a NFL season recap. What are your thoughts about this year?
Defense wins championships.
Obviously.
As evidenced by the Seattle Seahawks and the complete dismantling of Peyton Manning's offense, which I thought was going to walk in there and just crush him. But apparently that is not the case.
You and Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah. I did not lay down a $10 million bet, but yes.
It's yes. a lot
Holy
of money.
Holy Lord!
Was it ever proven that he bet that, or was it just?
I don't know.
Because I think he said earlier in the season that he would put that on the Super Bowl. I don't know if he actually did it or not.
I hope he did because he's a moron. If he and I don't much care for him anyway. So that's
why, because he's racist.
Yes, I don't care about that. I think he's a decent fighter, and if he would just shut his mouth sometimes.
Yeah,
it'd be better, but we're getting off topic here, buddy.
So who do you think? Who do you think? Who do you think is going to be able to beat Seattle now? Up this year.
Let's wait and see what free agency does.
Yeah,
who they lose, who other people get. Thank you. Because, you can lose your team after a Super Bowl because these guys are going to get max contracts elsewhere.
Yeah,
and it's subtraction. When you lose players off your team, then you may not be as strong as before. So I don't know. But, they have a good team. San Francisco would be a team that comes to mind. I think if Denver picks up their defense a little more and they re-sign Eric Decker, then I would say...
What the fuck happened to their defense?
Well, they suck.
So can I jump in here as a sports complete newbie? So here's the Super Bowl. These are supposed to be the two best teams playing against each other.
Two best teams in the NFL.
So everybody's shitting on the Denver Broncos. But, obviously it was, bad luck or something because they're the second-best team this year, right?
Yeah, they were really good. And what is concerning to everybody, I think, that watched the Super Bowl is how do you go into the Super Bowl if you're Peyton Manning? You led the league this year in touchdowns and yards, and you can't do anything. He could do nothing. He looked fucking atrocious. And, you can blame it on the offensive line. You can say that they didn't block for him, they didn't protect for him. But yeah, like you're asking, is what made them able to beat all these other teams handily?
Was it just bad luck? They just weren't. What was going on?
I think Seattle Seahawks coaching staff, players, everybody, they did everything they needed to do in those 2 weeks to know exactly what the Broncos were going to do.
If you listen to what Richard Sherman says, that's exactly what he said.
Yeah.
He said Peyton Manning's hand signals gave away the plays. They had studied the film on that. And they knew what was coming based on his hand signals. And he also went on to say that if Peyton Manning would have changed it up at halftime, they probably could have been exposed. The defense could have been exposed big time. I don't know how easy it is. I'm not an NFL quarterback to change your hand signals throughout the course of a game.
Yeah.
But, if a team has your number like that, you're pretty much anything you do is not going to work.
Yeah. When he's already basically an offensive coordinator on his own right, he could basically be an offensive coordinator. I think for any NFL team, he's amazing. But for him to go into the Super Bowl like that and perform in that way, I think he's a Hall of Famer, obviously, no doubt.
Yeah.
But his legacy in the playoffs is not very good.
Listen, I wish that my team had Peyton Manning's problems of getting to the playoffs every year. I wish that was
a good problem to have, right?
I don't want to hear that, okay? He's played in 3 Super Bowls, only won one of them, but, If he'd have been 0-3 in the Super Bowl, maybe he's got that whole Dan Marino thing where he puts up a whole bunch of numbers but never wins the big one. But he's already won the big one. Okay, he's taken two teams that Tim Tebow was decent at best, And he took that team and transformed them to the best team in the AFC by far.
Yeah.
And came up way short.
With Jesus' help, let's be.
With Jesus' help.
Let's get this straight here.
Yeah, I mean, maybe that's why Denver lost, because Jesus was upset that they cut Tim Tebow, and they were like, all right, well, no hallelujahs for you.
This is what happens.
That's right. That's right. This is what happens.
You shat on Jesus, boy. Get out of here.
You got to have Jesus on your side.
You got to do it. That's right.
Man. Yeah. Apparently.
Christ saves. Absolutely. For all you fans out there.
Yeah.
Go to church on Sunday instead of watching football. Oh, Lord. Yeah. Maybe you wouldn't be in some of the predicaments you're in.
Yeah.
Limp dick and all.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, what do you think about this season as a whole? I mean, do you think the teams that you kind of thought were going to do well, do you think they ended up well? Or were you surprised by any teams that were great last year that were absolutely horrible this year?
Yeah.
Houston Texans.
Yeah. How about in my own backyard? The Washington Redskins
absolutely
were horrendous. Horrendous.
Being from D.C., yes. Born and raised, how does that make you feel?
It hurt watching that. And it just, unfortunately, I could tell that the season was going downhill even before it started with all the bullshit and people like, oh, you know, talking about this. And then there's media leaking stories and, you know, they're getting away from RG3's knee. Yeah, you know, it's like, good Lord, just play football. Just play.
Do players come to the Washington Redskins for a paycheck? Is that why they're here?
I don't know, man. Don't ask me
that. As opposed to what? Isn't that what every football player is?
No, he's
a lot of players show up to play, to be Hall of Famers, to fight for every inch, to really, because they love the game. And I feel like the Redskins just don't. They got London Fletcher.
That's right, Pierre Garçon.
I know he comes every week. Pierre Garçon, I don't really know. He's newer. He hasn't developed a rep like Lon Fletcher has.
How about
right?
leading the league in catches this year? How about that?
Well, when you're the only option.
Well,
Jordan Reed got concussed.
Yeah.
Well,
what are you gonna do?
Fred Davis is in jail. Yeah, probably. Fred Davis, I don't know what's going on.
Smoking pot. Thank you. You know.
Thanks for nothing.
Yeah. Fucking reefer madness over here.
No, he's not in jail. But
are you kidding? NFL players don't go to jail. Yeah. Are you kidding? Come on. Well, yeah. Aaron Hernandez.
There is no jail.
Okay.
Oh, he allegedly murdered somebody. Yeah. There's no proof.
Aaron Hernandez apparently killed half the population of Boston in the last since he's been a New England Patriot. Oh, my God. Every time I look on ESPN, oh, well, Aaron Hernandez allegedly shot someone in 2011. Aaron Hernandez is a suspect in two homicides in 2012. Like, what is this guy doing? Like, you get paid millions of dollars to play a game.
I want
to
know how he flew under the radar for that long.
Maybe Bill Belichick. I don't know.
He was doing. Did you read that article on ESPN when he first got rolled up and all that stuff? He was doing fucking like crystal meth.
Yeah,
he's an idiot. All kind of drugs during while he was showing up to practice. Yeah. How the fuck do you perform?
He's an idiot. I don't feel sorry for him. I feel sorry for his kid because you know now that kid is going to be Aaron Hernandez's son or daughter. I don't know what, but
yeah,
you're screwed now. You know, like come on.
There was 24-hour news coverage of a lake that a gun may or may not have been thrown into. Like, what the fuck are we doing as a society when we're like, I'm watching ESPN and it's zoomed in on a lake nothing's happening? There was just a dude dressed in, like, you know, police outfit with, like, rubber gloves on combing through this fucking lake. And that was 24-hour news.
Well,
it's ridiculous.
You know you've made it in life when Rachel Nichols and her fake cans are sitting on your front lawn reporting everything that you do. The trash man just pulled up. Oh, he's not. He doesn't recycle. Aaron Hernandez does not recycle. And then you get that bold headline on the bottom of the screen.
It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah. It's stupid, man.
They need to chill out a little bit. Because I think doing the 24-hour thing is really killing it. Because how many times can you say the same thing over and over?
Apparently, man? As many times as you want. I mean, look, watch ESPN. It's the same seven storylines. You know, like they scroll down on the left side of the screen. It's the same storylines. And you got some analyst coming in to talk about it, and then they completely switch sports. And you know what gets no play on ESPN? No play whatsoever? NHL hockey. None.
Yeah, they don't. None. They don't like the NHL for some reason. Maybe it's not violent enough.
Yeah, apparently not. Yeah, you got dudes with sticks skating after each other, throwing bows. But yeah, that's not violent. Where it's okay to fight, it only costs you 5 minutes. Right.
Jesus. So yeah, with the over... What would you like to call it? The oversaturation of news on ESPN that's not necessarily relevant? Or would you just say that they have things that they can report on, but you can't do it all day long? There isn't enough information.
I think the best time for sports and variety on ESPN and all the other news media is like when the NFL season is back as far as training camps and then preseason games and you got baseball going on. And then, you know, you get the World Series and baseball is ending its season. Football is in midseason form. Then you got NHL and NBA. So right now, now that football's done and the NBA or MLB hasn't started yet, you got the NHL and you got the NBA and college basketball, and that's it.
Yeah.
And that's it. So they're praying for something like this kid from Missouri coming out of the closet and saying that he's gay. They're praying for stuff like that, because who wants to sit here and listen to college basketball analysts go nuts over some kid who's 18 years old, who's only going to play 1 year at whatever school he's at? I mean, who wants to listen to that? Nobody. I don't.
Yeah, I think a lot of people watch college basketball for March Madness, and other than exactly. that, I mean, if you have a team you went to and you follow them intently, I mean, I completely understand. But other than that, I think college basketball, it can be fun to watch. They play a lot more defense than the NBA. Yeah. I think everyone knows that.
Yeah.
But well, as far as actually investing in a team, like you're saying, they switch almost every year, a new roster. So March Madness is really it. But you have a few things you wanted to say about the Missouri player from the NFL, or that is going to be in the NFL next year.
Yeah, honestly, I could care less if he's gay. If he's on my team, just make plays. That's all I care about. I don't care if you want to suck a dick. I don't care if you want to be with 10 girls or 10 dudes or whatever. I don't care. It shouldn't matter to the people in the locker room. It has no effect on them. Because whether he came out or not, he's still doing these quote-unquote gay things. And it shouldn't affect the wide receiver catching the ball. Get it? It shouldn't affect the quarterback. It shouldn't affect people blocking. It shouldn't affect coaching staff. Nothing.
So who is this guy?
His name is Michael Sam. Yeah. He is a defensive end at the University of Missouri. He actually is reigning defensive player of the year, if I'm not mistaken.
In the SEC,
In the SEC. So he's not going to not get drafted. I think all these players, a lot of fans are saying, oh, he might not get drafted, so it really doesn't matter. No, he's going to get drafted by someone when you're the defensive player of the year in a conference like the SEC, which is the highest.
Would you be surprised if he didn't? Is it possible that he won't because he came out?
I'd be very shocked. You've got guys like Tim Tebow he got drafted when every analyst said that he couldn't throw the ball.
Right.
He had no accuracy. He had no arm strength and all that stuff.
Honestly, I don't know a thing about him as far as his playing career. I mean, I saw that he's the co-SEC Defensive Player of the Year, and that's fine. I don't know what his size is like. I don't know if he's a playmaker or if he's a guy who's a sure tackler or if he makes plays that he takes up blockers so that other players on the team can make plays. I don't know. I don't know anything about him.
We don't know if he's a top or a bottom.
Right. Exactly. Inquiring minds want to know. Right.
These are questions that you absolutely have got to ask.
If he comes to my team, I'm not going to like hate him and be like, oh my God, I can't believe they drafted this gay dude.
If Manti Te'o can get drafted, who had a fake girlfriend,
right?
I'm pretty sure this guy
Had a fake girlfriend, not a fake boyfriend.
Good point.
Who has fake boyfriends, though? Yeah. Liberace? I don't know. Yeah, but the thing that is important to know is that other teams and other fans are going to give this guy so much shit. About it. Like, I'm sure offensive linemen that are blocking him are going to call him all sorts of names, and I'm sure that the fans, as he's walking in and out of the tunnel, are going to give him so much shit. But that's what fans do. You know, opposing players are trying to find ways to get under your skin so that you get off your game. So I hope that he's not expecting that it's going to be some like warm welcome mat and he's going to be the new Jackie Robinson, which I follow Rich Eisen on Twitter, and he tweeted that they give out defensive, for the combine, they give out your position and then numbers. And he got the number 42. And he was like trying to make some like half-assed connection between him and Jackie Robinson. It's like, calm down. Just because he's the first openly gay player in the NFL does not mean he's the first gay player in the NFL. Please.
Yeah.
There are dudes packing meat like it's going out of style. Okay.
Jesus.
Yeah.
So you have
first-hand knowledge of this?
Yeah. I'm not at liberty to discuss.
Jesus Christ.
Wait, somebody came out recently before this dude. Was this?
He was in the NBA. Yeah, and he was a former player. I mean, it's getting to the point now. Well, he plays overseas, right?
Well,
he doesn't play
now
in the NBA.
He was on the, when he did that, he was a member of the Washington Wizards team.
Well, Jason Collins, it wasn't in season, though. It was out season.
Yeah, well, correct. That's the thing. He's also like 37 years old or something, and was probably towards the end of his career. I mean, I'm not saying anything as far as why he decided to do it now, but maybe he was trying to get one last shot and get some sort of 15 minutes of fame. I don't know.
It really does confuse me, though, because I don't feel like being gay is something to even be an issue anymore. I feel like if you're gay, you're gay. It's like being black, white, Indian, Hispanic, whatever. Mm-hmm. You are what you are. You can't.
Well, it's because you're an educated person.
True.
Well, I would like to think that all of America is educated. I mean, okay. Obviously, we're talking about certain people that, that don't have the same kind of tolerance, and I understand that to a certain degree because they're raised in
and those people love football.
They love football.
Yeah,
they do. But here's the thing: let's just say there's a racist, piece of shit, horrible human being. Right, his favorite team just happens to be the Washington Redskins, right? Let's say that he uses the N-word like it's going out of fucking style,
It's you. We all know.
This guy hates gay guys. This guy is just a horrible human being, right? Mm-hmm. He has a hard time looking at himself in the mirror because he has a lot of his own issues that he doesn't want to confront. But
this guy, deeply personal.
This guy's watching the draft in April. Right? And this guy sees this guy, Michael Sam from Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying this F, this, this, and this, blah, blah. I mean, just going off. His fucking family hates him because he won't shut the fuck up. He's just a racist pile of dog shit, right? Michael Sam gets drafted by the Redskins.
Okay.
Okay? This kid shows up every day, gives 125 fucking percent.
Right.
He starts running over offensive linemen, and he starts murdering quarterbacks. That same guy who hates black people and hates queers and faggots and all this other shit is going to be rooting right alongside everybody else because that's the bottom. That's the bottom line.
I told you. I don't care. I don't care.
Does
what
it depend
do.
What wins out though? His hatred for all these people or his love for football?
I think your hatred goes away. It's like when a white father finds out that his daughter's sleeping with a black guy. If they're a racist asshole, it's going to be a big problem for them. But then once that kid is born, you hear a lot of fathers always say, once the kid's born, I just didn't care anymore.
Yeah.
It didn't matter to me anymore. I think it's a very similar thing. Once you have a reason to invest in something or root for something, I think it just changes the way you view that.
One major issue with this kid coming out before the draft is he's going to get drafted. I firmly believe that.
Got to get drafted, yeah.
But if he gets drafted and fails, it's going to give all these people ammunition. Go, gays can't play in the NFL. He's soft. You know, he's not a real man, blah, blah, blah. And that's, I mean, that's just not true. Now, if he's on a team like that you just described where somebody's a racist asshole and doesn't like him, this guy, every time he makes a mistake, he's going to be like, he's done, he sucks, get rid of him, blah, blah, blah. And every time he makes a play, I love that dude. I don't care if he sleeps with dudes. I'm sure if I walked up into his bedroom, he'd suck my dick right now. Whatever. I don't know. But
Jesus,
so I'm sorry.
Is that from personal?
That might have been wishful thinking. I'm just kidding. So it's a shame. It's a shame that there are going to be people that are going to use this negativity against him anytime he does something or doesn't do something in the league. They're going to think, oh, he's soft because he's gay. He can't play. Whatever. So I hope that he's got a thick enough skin to where he can handle that.
So then he kind of is being equated to Jackie Robinson a little bit because isn't that what was asked of him? I don't want a guy who's going to fight. I want a guy who's not going to fight.
I saw that movie too. Yes, but you know, I would say
Harrison Ford one.
I would say that although he's the first openly gay player in the NFL, he's not the only gay player in the NFL right now.
So do you think this is going to start like a chain reaction? Do you think a lot more people are going to start coming out?
I think that not that you have to, because you can live whatever life you want and do whatever. I don't care. But you really need to be comfortable in your own skin. And if you're living a lie to try and like keep people off your back, I mean, that doesn't make sense. Like now that people are doing it, honestly, I would say not the vast majority, but more than 50% of Americans could give a fuck. You know, I don't care.
I think middle America gives a fuck. People that watch Duck Dynasty, they all care. I think the West Coast, they don't care. East Coast, they don't care. Right. I think people that live in major cities and are to some degree liberal and open-minded are not going to care.
My point, though, is, you know, the only way this is going to be a story is if people continue to make it a story. Like, he's like,
That's true.
I'm gay, fine. And then, now what? What are you going to say a month from now? What are you going to say a week from now? What are you going to say after his first game? Oh, he's the first gay player to get a sack. Like, who cares?
Well, I think that's part of the reason why he came out. I think he's almost coming out to say, I'm gay, but it shouldn't mean anything. Right. I should just be another player from Missouri, and that's really the way it should be.
I agree.
So I think this is his way of saying, hey, look, I don't want anybody else to be afraid. Let's all, if you're in the NFL right now, if you're in the NBA, the NHL, I mean, who gives a fuck?
Maybe
you're
he
gay,
wants to
gay.
Start a professional athlete dating service for guys. I don't know.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah, that's like entrepreneurial.
If you want to go ahead and sign up right now, it seems like that's something.
Right.
I don't think pro athletes have a hard time finding dates.
Dude, you'd be surprised. Fucking Wilt Chamberlain.
Yeah,
oh,
but that's
my
different,
God,
though. You know, you sleep with chicks, that's, you know, whatever.
But guys are more sexually active, and they're less discreet, right?
I'm saying is if I'm in the closet and I don't want people to know, and I go on the road and I bang some dude in San Francisco, I would be afraid. I'd be terrified that he's going to be like, hey, guess what I did last night? I slept with this football player, this baseball player. I'd be like, what?
That's true, though. You've got 15 Grindr accounts.
Right.
And you're
trying
to keep them all under control. Right. I mean, it's not easy to do.
Exactly.
I would know.
I'm in over my head, but it's cool. Don't worry about me. And for all those listening, I'm actually not gay. I'm completely single and love women. So if you want to throw the pink taco at me, that's cool.
Allegedly.
Carry on.
Carry on. Yeah. So, no, I mean, that is kind of the biggest thing out right now. I mean, I think he came on what was it, ESPN yesterday.
I didn't see it. All I saw was the reaction on Twitter and how people were like, "Oh, it's fine. I don't have a problem with it."
Do you think Twitter is going to kind of to some degree replace a lot of these networks? Because you find out all the same information.
News? Dude, let me tell you something. Twitter is becoming the place to find breaking news
instantly.
Right. It takes a while for these major news networks to catch up to what's going on, but on Twitter you can go just find out. People are going to be talking about it.
I think the problem with Twitter is you have to follow so many people to get a good, rounded
search.
Out. Yeah, right? True.
So if you're looking for something specific, you can search.
Yeah, that and
Aaron Hernandez's gun.
Yeah,
in LA.
That's right.
See what comes up.
Oh my God. I don't know. I think that there's always going to be the media, Fox News, CNN, you know, the local media, just because not everyone has access to smartphones, computers, you know, but you can listen to a radio in your car or at work, or
you can
watch TV at work.
You need somebody to go through the tons and tons of tweets and filter out.
Who sifts through everything to find what's...
No, they have fact checkers that do all that shit.
But yeah.
Right, okay.
They probably do a slightly better job than we... A very slightly better job.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fact checkers.
That's what happens when you pay the lowest bidder, right?
Exactly. That is what ends up happening.
What do you got on the next topic there, buddy?
We are going to discuss the outlook for the Major League Baseball season. 2014 is coming up in, April? April 4th is opening?
April 1st.
Day. April 1st.
Actually, the first very first game is March 31st.
Jesus, that's a little bit early, don't you think?
No.
Why don't they shorten the season a little bit? Let's get a nice little wrap-up right around August, right before the football season. Right?
Because
wouldn't you agree?
It's called the October Classic for a reason, because they played in October.
History can change. I'm pretty sure
I agree.
People would be okay if it was 120 games instead of 162 games.
Yeah, but then, you know, you got to worry about records and things like that, and guys.
Records
now,
were meant to be broken.
But
am I right?
Yes. What I'm saying is, if you shorten the season, you limit chances for records to be broken. That's the point.
There'll be new records then.
There will be new records,
like this guy, Michael Sam. You know,
yeah,
he's saying, "Hey, look, I'm gay." And we don't have to play 162 games in baseball. I think that's kind of what he's alluding to a little bit.
What?
That's a very loose...
That made no point.
That's a very loose translation of what he said. And by very loose, I mean fucking retarded.
Are we talking about the NFL dude here?
Yeah. He's this guy.
This guy.
No, but I mean, I think 162 games, it was great in 1874.
Yeah.
When came up with baseball. Yeah, but listen... It's 2014, and football is destroying Major League Baseball. I don't think people – you can even be honest with us. I mean, when football season comes around, do you really care that much about baseball anymore unless your team is in the mix?
Yes. That would be the answer is yes, I care about it when it's in the mix. Now, I watch the World Series, whether it's my team or anybody else's team. But I would agree. I think that football is definitely the king sport in this country by far. And I think that Major League Baseball does kind of get screwed around the time of the playoffs. But it doesn't mean the games aren't exciting. That doesn't mean that you don't see guys out there busting their asses every day. You know, and by every day, I mean literally every day, because they play six out of 7 days a week. So it's a problem, though, with no salary cap in baseball. It's teams like the Yankees. It's teams like the Anaheim Angels that
Red
are spending
Sox.
all this money. And, you know, I think the Yankees spent... like $450 million this offseason on four players.
Yeah.
Four players.
You remember the year where they got CeCe Sabathia, Teixeira, and somebody else for like $750 million or some shit?
Unbelievable. So,
yeah.
But honestly, this is going to sound like such a local thing to say, but I think the team that wins the World Series this year is the Washington Nationals.
Wasn't it supposed to be the Nationals last year? Weren't they on the cover of Sports Illustrated?
Yes, but I think
that, what happened?
I think they bought into their own hype.
Yeah.
I think that the fact that they played above average baseball, even though it was below the expectation, I think that that'll hopefully have them hungry enough. And with a new manager who's a first-time manager and a guy who takes no shit off anybody, I think that he's going to whip these guys into shape. I mean, they're deep in their starting rotation. They're deep in their lineup. They're deep in the bullpen. I don't see a team on paper that's better. What? On paper. I mean, that's all I got right now because it's February 10th. So
yeah, do you think that the addition of Doug Fister is really going to help that team? I mean, he seems like a pretty good player for Detroit when he was there. So
ground ball pitcher.
I love his last name, Fister.
I'm sure you was going to say,
That's right. I think I know whose first jersey of 2014 is going to be.
This guy. Boom. I'll get you one also.
All right.
Don't worry about it, Sandman.
Lord.
I got your back.
Fister. But no, I'm excited. I'm excited for baseball to start.
Absolutely.
I hope that the Nationals take it. I can't stand teams like the Yankees. I can't stand listening to the unshaven Boston Red Sox fans and, they're crazy and dropping as and all that stuff. I hate it.
I like the Red Sox fans who are legit. The ones that come here and live here and they're from there. Yeah. I don't know what happened in 2004, though. When everyone that I know started wearing a Red Sox hat.
Yeah, that's
right. Like, you're making all the real Red Sox fans that came down
here
and have been living through 40 to 50 years of horrible sports teams.
40 to
look
50.
Like shit. I mean, for the Red Sox.
You want to keep going?
Okay, like almost 100.
They hadn't won 86 years or something before they won the World Series. So,
there are people that died that never got to see. That's pretty sad.
Well, yes.
Will you admit? Huh? You heartless savage.
What?
That's pretty sad, though.
What?
So who do you see coming up to the top this year? Who are your top five players this year?
Players?
Top five.
I think that it'll be interesting to see this guy, Yasiel Puig, play 162 games.
Yeah.
I mean, he came on the scene and was lighting it up, and then towards the end of the season kind of fell off, but that's because
he got injured, I think.
And teams learned how to pitch to you. I mean, that's what happens. That's why they're called averages. You know, you have a great month, and you have a shitty month, and then, you're an average player.
Yeah.
So
you'll put him up in the top five?
I think so.
Okay.
I think Mike Trout's going to have a big year.
I think that, Trout's up there.
I think
there.
He's got a good lineup to where he can be protected and get good pitches to hit. I think that Bryce Harper, again.
Now, I know you're a hometown guy, but Bryce Harper top five?
Yeah.
You think that's kind of reaching a little bit?
Nope. I don't.
Okay. I like him.
That's my only
argument. No, I think he's a great player. I mean, I think he has the potential to be a Mike Trout five-tool kind of a player where he's hitting for average. He's playing out in the field great. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have a whole lot of errors. He can throw and everything. I mean, he can do everything.
If you look at the season that Jason Worth had, that was largely in part to Bryce Harper's presence in the lineup. That's why he hit over 330 last year.
Yeah.
And finally earned some of that gigantic contract they gave him.
Would you say he earned it?
Not off of that season.
Yeah.
I mean, if he does that for the next couple of years, absolutely.
Basis, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you got Trout, you got Harper, and you've got Yasiel Puig. Mm-hmm. Who are your last two?
I'm excited to watch. Damn, now you made me forget. Paul Goldschmidt. I think he's.
Paul Goldschmidt. Some idiot in our fantasy league actually traded him to me for Jordan Zimmermann and Anthony Rendon. So.
I think that on that team where they're just kind of a team out in the West that people kind of tend to forget about.
They aren't on TV that often over here.
Who wants to watch the Arizona Diamondbacks?
Especially at 10:30 at night.
Yeah, exactly.
What the fuck are they doing?
Yeah, well, they play on the West Coast.
Well, guess what? Yeah. Play at 3.
Yeah, okay.
I'm sorry you live in California or Arizona or wherever the fuck it's called.
Arizona? Yeah. Yeah.
get fucking games early so everybody can watch your people, man. Figure it out.
Regardless.
Can you change time? Like, can you make it earlier there?
Apparently, ask the fucking federal government. That's why we have daylight savings.
They actually do that. They change time.
I know. Jesus. And I think another fairly local guy. Chris Davis is probably going to have another good season.
Crush Davis. Now, how long was he in the MLB before he had this breakout season?
I don't know. It wasn't too long.
No,
he was with the Texas Rangers, and he was traded for some trash bag, Eric Bedard. Like, ugh, yuck.
The pitcher for the Pirates?
Yeah.
Or ex-pitcher for the Pirates? Yeah. They feel pretty bad about that, I'm sure.
Yeah. So,
considering how much money they've thrown around trying to get guys like Josh Hamilton to stay there. Ugh. He ended up leaving anyway.
Yeah. Texas sucks. They used to be the Washington Senators. They suck.
They went to what, 3 straight World Series or 2?
Yeah.
2 or 3?
3.
Ron Washington, God, he smoked a lot of crack.
I know.
It's not his fault.
Probably snorting some as we speak.
He probably did.
Got to get ready for the season.
So Paul Goldschmidt, who's your fifth?
I like Chris Davis. I just said that.
Oh, Crash Davis.
But I mean, there's so many guys.
You left out Miguel Cabrera. Yeah.
Had I been allowed to finish my statement.
Well, he's the best. He won the Triple Crown last since 1967.
Yeah. It was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, it was 2 years ago.
Yeah, but he barely missed 2 in a row. If Crush Davis
I know.
Hits a few less home runs, he's the only player in Major League
history.
What I'm saying, though, is
the reason why Miguel Cabrera is going to take a step back, had I been allowed to finish, is that they traded away Prince Fielder. Prince Fielder was in the lineup when he won the Triple Crown.
That is true.
And I don't see, was he there? Yes. I don't see any.
I think he was already gone.
No. He got traded in this offseason. He just left after the season ended.
Fielder?
Yes. They traded him for Ian Kinsler.
No, you're right. He's with you.
I know. That's what I do. what I'm saying is that I think that Cabrera's not going to get as many pitches to hit. I'm not saying he's not great. You asked for 5 players in a whole Major League Baseball.
For all you fans out there, let me just run through. 103 runs, 44 home runs, 137 RBIs, 3 stolen bases. That's pretty bad because he's a fat fuck. 348 average and 442.
I know.
On base percentage. Those are all Triple Crown numbers. The only number that he got beat on was home runs.
Because Davis hit, what, 51, 52?
53 home runs by Crush Davis. Yeah. So you know, you leaving him out of the top 5, I think it's a fucking travesty. You should be possibly shot. I'm going to call George Zimmerman and see what he's
doing.
He's
trying to box DMX. Jesus.
That's not happening anymore.
DMX will knock him the fuck out.
It's not happening, right?
He's not stupid.
He is stupid. Very interesting that George Zimmerman wants to fight someone in a boxing ring but couldn't fight a teenager with, you know, using his gun.
Good That's point. Interesting. Yeah, he was going for my gun. So I couldn't fight off what was he, 17?
Yeah. Now he's a big kid. But
I'll fight DMX, who literally will, as he said in his song, I will have blood on my dick because I fucked a corpse. So,
I like how DMX just told him he was down for it. He was like, I'm going to fuck that guy.
Yeah, he's like, you want to fight me? I'll fucking kill you. I will revenge Trayvon.
He really took that. To his heart. He's like, I'm going to do this for everybody.
Yeah, and that's what I don't understand. This guy's famous for killing someone and getting away with it. Famous for why in the world would a promoter even think about asking this guy?
It's trying to explain what our society has fucking become, dude. They'll put anything on TV if it'll get ratings. They don't give a fuck.
I give a fuck.
Have you seen The Bachelor? I mean, come on.
No, dude. Have I seen The Bachelor?
You should be on The Bachelor, man. Yeah. You're a handsome guy, you know?
Oh, my God. Next.
Oh, man. All right. Next up, we got NHL.
Wow.
We've got NHL.
Yeah. Powering through. This is great, gentlemen.
That's right. We're focused.
How you feeling about
it? We're focused, man.
Pretty solid.
You feeling good?
Yeah.
I love the NHL. That and football are the only two sports that I can watch two teams that I don't give a shit about play and watch the whole game and be like into it.
Which is why I don't understand, and I think you and I have been on the same page for years, why the NHL is having such a hard time getting as many fans as football.
Do you know why? I have a theory. Yeah. You know why? It's the same thing as soccer in this country. Since it wasn't invented here, the Americans, we don't give a fuck about it.
I see what you're saying. It's almost jealousy as far as we don't really own hockey. We're not really the owners of hockey, even though the NHL, if I'm not mistaken, was founded in the United States.
Well,
it has nothing to do with
Canada. What I'm saying is the game, sport was not invented here. That's the thing.
The sport wasn't invented here, but what were the 5? What are the 5? Isn't it the Canadians?
The original five. Yeah, Montreal, Toronto. I mean, you got a computer in front of you.
A computer, but we're supposed to be fucking sports experts here. What's the point of going on the computer? You know what I'm saying?
Then don't ask questions.
Then don't ask questions.
Prepared.
You don't have answers to. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I told you, you should never assume, because when you assume, you make an ass out of you and me. I never thought about it like that.
Wow. Right.
But when your dad writes it on a chalkboard and circles everything, then you figure it out, you know? Mm. But, I'm not saying, okay,
that would
maybe
be a great guess,
maybe
by
I
the
said
way.
A little bit too much. Maybe I said, you know, that hockey was created in the U.S. I didn't mean that. No, what I meant was The U.S. is the reason why the NHL even exists. That's the reason.
Well, okay.
You can't get but what I'm saying teams is, in
what I'm saying
Canada.
Is there are other hockey leagues. The KHL in Russia is way more competitive than the NHL is here.
That's every what they, team everyone from keeps top saying, to but what does that even mean?
I don't know. Well,
all the best players play here, so how is that possible?
Right, but if you noticed, like, when they had that lockout, there were guys going over there, and then some of them came back, but not all of them did. Because
they were spies, obviously. Right. Christ, and that's obvious. Let's get serious here. But yeah, I don't understand why fans are so dude. People get knocked the fuck out in hockey. It is unbelievable.
Fight, and the things these guys can do on skates. I mean, they're skating backwards and the stick work, like Ovechkin and Phil Kessel, and you know the dude Patrick Sharp. I mean, the things that these guys can do is unbelievable. It's
now,
unbelievable.
I don't want to sound racist here, but I have a lot of black friends.
Oh dear.
And here's the thing: they've all told me the same thing about hockey and soccer. They've told me the same thing. I don't watch it because nobody ever scores.
Yeah, well,
they don't like 1-0s and then shootouts, and they want to see. Like, here's the thing with the NFL, and I get this. Every play, you never know what's going to happen. I mean, every play. So with hockey, you got to kind of watch where is the puck going? Are they going into the offensive zone or are they in the defensive zone? Are they trying to clear it? Are they trying to pass it? Are they trying to dump it? I understand all that. It's not exactly a
fluid game. I mean, the game is constantly moving. The NFL, you run one play. It could be a bomb. It could be an incomplete pass. It could be picked off. It could be pick six. It could be anything.
Yeah.
But once the play is over, you stop. You line back up. You huddle up. You do it again. Hockey is you take a shot. Oh, they're coming back. They shoot. Oh, they're going back. And it's back and forth. And same with the NBA. I don't like the NBA. I don't much care for basketball. I'm like the only black dude in the United States who doesn't like basketball. But
do you feel like you're letting your people down? No, I mean, you're kind of misrepresenting, right?
No, I don't.
You don't feel bad?
I don't.
There's enough black people who like basketball.
Yeah, exactly.
We can have a couple that don't.
Well, I mean, I just don't think that that's right. You're basically a traitor to your own race. Why would you not watch basketball?
Yeah,
it's fascinating.
Yeah,
I mean, fascinating. You can dunk, right?
Yeah. No, I can't.
You can dunk because your knee grows. Get it?
Oh, my God.
That was bad. That's going to get cut.
That is not getting
that
cut.
That was good.
Oh,
no, I mean,
oh
I just kind of feel like
oh my
people that say that to me, they say, oh, they don't score.
Yeah.
Nobody scores. Well, hold on a second, man. You're
I feel that way about football, by the way.
I understand. Yeah. And some football
I.e. the Denver
be...
Broncos in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. You just made a great point. Yeah. I mean, you look at the Super Bowl. How many of us walked away from the Super Bowl saying, I felt good about the Super Bowl?
No,
we were like,
only,
why the fuck did I just spend four hours of my life watching this?
Not only
this
did the game suck, but the commercials sucked too.
They weren't that good.
Like, I was waiting.
And the halftime sucked?
I didn't watch
the Coke commercial. I mean, we get it. Everyone's equal. The Palestinians and the Israelis, they shouldn't be fighting. We get it. Stop knocking everybody over the head
people
with this.
People hated that
people
commercial.
Should get along. Because people are tired of hearing we should all get along. We
I didn't
know
actually,
we should all get along.
Yeah, but people were like taking issue to the fact that there was that gay couple in that commercial.
See, I don't understand why people get so mad about gay
it's
people.
Ridiculous.
Gay people. Okay, people who get mad about gay people are gay. Oh. What are you so afraid of? Why are you so
is.
Scared?
Yeah,
there
go
it
suck
is.
A dick.
Yeah.
Rush Limbaugh can suck my cock, dude. He has no reason to be like just have a stroke and die. Do everyone a favor, seriously.
Oh my God.
But no, really,
apparently
I mean I just
sports
don't
sports pollution just went political.
The sports pollution, look, it was bound to happen eventually.
Why
it
did
just,
she do it
eventually?
Especially when we start having fans on here, man. When we start getting callers, there's gonna be a lot of open discussions.
I can't wait to have listen to this.
Absolutely.
I listen to sports talk radio, and some of the fans, the fucking ridiculous things that they say, it is ridiculous.
But see, here's the thing about us. We have no restrictions. We can say fuck, cunt,
yes.
cocksucker,
yep.
motherfucker,
shit-licking,
cock-dicking,
yep.
ass-fucking,
yep.
shit-raping, cock-licker.
Absolutely.
I probably said three things that were the same, but it doesn't matter.
I probably
I
will
that.
Use that exact phrase 17 times per show.
While watching every Redskins game, and Nationals game, and Capitals game. And if you watch DC United, trust me, I'm sure you'd say that too.
Yeah, I don't watch DC United.
They were probably 3-17 this year.
Because I don't want to hear about the damn some dude playing the trombone that doesn't know how to play a trombone. That's all you hear, and then you hear those damn vuvuzela. Oh, God, it's so fucking annoying.
Not only do you hear the vuvuzelas, you can hear a fan screaming because there's three of them in the stadium. I don't think they have a hard time selling.
No,
out,
the
though.
DC United, they have a pretty good following.
They have
you
a
know,
good following.
You get,
I
mean,
it's not hard to fit 12,000 people into a 12,000.
I mean, shit, you got fucking Spanish people fitting 12 people into a car. So packing them into a stadium is like, you know, it's very easy.
It's not an issue whatsoever.
It's no problem.
Can't wait until we get our Spanish-speaking announcer on here. He is going to do a scores and highlights recap
Oh yeah,
in English and Spanish. So that's going to be something for your fans to look forward to here in the next few episodes of the Sports Pollution Podcast.
Buddy.
So getting right back into it, well, what do you think about Winter Olympics?
I don't care. I don't watch. I only watch Olympic hockey. Oh. That's it.
Do you care because you can't swim or ice skate?
No. Figure skating, no.
There are beautiful women, though, in these figure skating competitions.
Yeah, that's great.
They might not be legal.
Yeah.
Aren't they like 15?
Yeah, probably.
That one who won gold was 15.
Yeah. The Russian?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fucking beautiful.
Yeah, exactly.
Who can bend their leg that far behind their head? I don't think that's humanly possible.
Apparently.
Gymnast, probably.
Unbelievable. That's true. About 50,000 people, according to Sandman.
I think that...
Not that impressive.
I think that, you know, like, watching the skiing, like, that's cool, but I don't know. It's just, it doesn't do it for me. Like, yeah. So I don't really watch it. I watch the Olympic hockey... and you know, apparently the conditions over there are all fucked. Like, you know, they're executing dogs at some record pace. They executed somewhere between 5,000 and 7,000 dogs over there.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Why the fuck are they killing dogs, man?
Because they're like walking into like the Olympic Village and coming into people's like.
There's a lot of stray dogs, and they have to deal with it because all of a sudden there's this influx of tourists. And
Russia lives right above China, correct? That's where they're housed.
Oh my god.
Let's take a cue from your neighbors from the south. Don't slaughter dogs and just kill them aimlessly. Turn them into food. Okay, people can eat that.
Well, if anybody at this table would know anything about that, it would be you.
Yeah, there's starving people out there. Yeah. It makes me sick. It really does, because I eat probably 3 Big Macs a day.
I'm sure you do.
They need to understand, hey, look, why are you killing dogs, man? Go.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to do something, round up the dogs and sell them somewhere or give them away to a charity. Yeah, but like they don't give a fuck.
It's like they made Michael Vick the prime minister of dog relations over there in Russia.
Are you being serious?
I'm not even going to dignify that with a response.
It's like, holy shit. No, you remember how he had to do all these tours and he had to make all these speeches about how he was so sorry that he
saw?
He didn't do it. He didn't kill any dogs.
He didn't do it.
They did it on his property.
Then he did it.
He didn't do it. He didn't fucking do it. You can't be responsible for what happens on your property.
Yeah, you can. What are you guys doing over here? Oh, we're just going to go electrify some dogs and throw them off a balcony. Oh, okay, cool. I'll be right back. I'll be in the basement.
But like sleeping. Clinton Portis said, that's how they were raised. Okay. That's how they grew up. They didn't know any better.
Well, they need to know better.
I don't know.
They need to know better.
I think that's a relevant defense. When all you've ever known and all you've ever been raised around is people that are fighting dogs
bullshit.
And throwing
that's
money
bullshit.
Down and betting
that's
on dogs.
Bullshit.
Okay, how are you supposed to know that it's wrong? Who tells you that it's wrong?
TV?
TV!
The ASPCA?
When's the last show that you watched that said dog fighting is wrong?
Sarah McLachlan?
Sarah McLachlan?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's all you need. Lollapalooza?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I can't. Remember. Yeah.
Why do people care more about dogs than they do about human beings?
Because dogs are not assholes.
They can't. Yeah, they can't talk. You know,
they
can't
talk.
Complain.
No, nobody gives a fuck about Helen Keller. We don't see her.
What are you talking about? Everybody gives a fuck about her. We're still talking about her.
Yeah,
why does anybody know? Why does
do
anybody
it?
Know who this bitch is?
I think she was easy to rate. You
oh
know, couldn't say no.
God,
there's nothing going on upstairs.
Oh my god.
But no, I'm just saying. I mean, people care about animals so fucking much.
Yeah.
When they see a dog, okay, you show anybody a picture of a dog getting stabbed or shot or killed, and oh my god, so a guy, it's in every movie, it's in every show. They're that's whatever. He's
well, that's
dead.
What it is. I think people are more desensitized to violence against humans. And then it's like, you know, human beings can somewhat fight back or, you know, they've done something in their life to deserve it. Dogs, not so much.
Yeah, man.
Speaking of desensitized to humans getting killed, The Walking Dead premiered
yesterday. I
haven't
seen it. Don't tell me anything.
It was fucking terrible.
It was.
Oh, was it?
It was.
Dude, that show has been going down.
Well, I'm not going to ruin it for you, so let's not discuss it.
The mid-season finale was awesome. I was like,
all right. We will do this when we order some food and grub the fuck out.
Yeah, because I'm pretty hungry, so.
Yeah. Shocking.
I know. You're not talking. You are 3 Reese's Pieces away from 300 pounds yourself. I don't want to hear anything from you.
I lost a lot of weight, asshole. How dare you?
Yeah.
According to your girlfriend, you gained it back.
Well, she's a whore, so let's
my God.
Let's not discuss that. No, she's an amazing woman who will forever love me and be by my side
and
support me.
Good answer, because she's probably listening.
She absolutely will listen,
she
might kill me in my sleep.
Yep.
So if I'm dead, you guys know what happened.
Yep.
So you're not going to watch any of the Winter Olympics. You have interest.
Hold on.
Curling? Curling?
Yeah. Curling
you
is
kidding?
Lame. I told you I will watch Olympic hockey. I believe I stated that.
Okay, I believe you stated that, but I think
everyone
watches.
Just because you want to watch some dude skate around in his low-cut shirt with his fluffed-up chest hair and his wavy, you know, Chaz Michael Michaels hairdo. That's on your... That's fine.
What channel is this on?
Yeah. My pants does not move more than when I'm watching. Yeah, on NBC.
Your pants does not move?
My pants. Yeah, from my the pants store.
Lord.
No, I just think it's... I think it's interesting ridiculous because already. They want... I think that they want everyone to watch the Winter Olympics because they want it to mean so much politically. They want to show how Russia's changed as a nation. They've moved on and progressed. And all U.S. cares about is showing how they haven't. And they're doing all these things to gay people and dogs. And
this is not making this up.
Right.
But here's the thing, though.
I agree with the same
idea. That kind of shit would not be happening here.
In the opening ceremony, they showed the... five rings.
And the U.S. one.
And the U.S. ring was...
Do you think that was intentional?
It was absolutely intentional. They are saying to the U.S., I swear to God right now, I'm being dead serious with you.
There it is.
You're not who you think you are. You're no longer the superpower. We are the superpower. Whoa. Because they are allies with China. U.S. needs to hurry up and realize that. They're not sitting around wondering when we're going to attack anymore. They're planning when they're going to attack us. And if we don't get it, if we don't get off our fucking ass,
they're planning an attack on us.
They will bomb Priuses. They don't care. They have no problem with it.
So according to Chris Burns, one funny bastard on Twitter, he said, based on the living conditions, I think Sochi thought they were hosting the Hunger Games.
Oh,
it seems like that's what it's... like over listen, in Russia. Is that an accurate listen, representation?
Listen, here's the deal. All right, the Olympics have started way, way back as a show of faith in the world that you can put aside whatever differences you have and come and compete and you know, have there be no issues, no war, no nothing, you know? And that's why it's here. And I don't know why or how the International Olympic Committee came up with Sochi, but... that was a big mistake because apparently the conditions over there are horrendous. Now, I'm a Summer Olympic guy myself.
Yeah, I think most
track and field and all that. You know, it's much better in my opinion. But you know, I mean,
it's a manly sport,
right? But still, I mean, you know, watching the snowboarding and the half pipes and the skiing and the alpine long jump or whatever the fuck it is, I don't even know. You know, watching all that stuff. I mean, the things that these people are doing for their country and representing. You know, their people, it's amazing and it's interesting, but I mean, you know, it's not captivate
my
attention.
We're not diminishing.
No,
yeah.
I know
these are like top form athletes, Olympians.
You forgot the luge, which
is
pretty
like
amazing
the
in
finest
itself.
Finest human specimens.
The luge.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just kind of feel like NBC wants it to be this big thing and people, for the most part, are tuning in because it's on all day, it's on all night or whatever.
Right.
They're checking it out, but is there this overwhelming interest in seeing all the sports? Obviously not. I think people kind of tune into, like you said, hockey. They'll check out snowboarding if they're interested in that, or skiing or whatever. And then there's figure skating. I think that's always been the largest event, right?
Yeah,
what are the three largest events? Probably figure skating, hockey.
And like the downhill skiing.
And maybe, yeah.
I mean, because the snowboarding and all that X Games type stuff, that's just recent to the...
Is that all relatively new, right? They had to vote on that stuff.
I'll start watching when they have snowballing.
Jesus.
We can do that here in our apartment. So that's
you get the gold,
not...
Sandman. You get the gold.
Yeah, you will always get the gold. He can fit a lot of swimmies in that mouth.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely. But yeah, I kind of feel like, you know, and NBC's trying to do it. And I understand that. But I think that everybody can agree that the Winter Olympics just does not measure up to the Summer Olympics.
Well, I mean,
the Summer Olympics are just phenomenal.
You know, the other thing is the time of day that it takes, the time of year that it takes place in. I mean, it's the wintertime. I mean,
yeah. You love the winter, though.
I don't mind it.
You're the only black guy I've ever met in my life that loves the wintertime.
Yeah, okay. But what I'm saying is, you know, in the summertime, you're out, you're drinking beers, you like go out to a bar, watch, you know, they have it on TV, you can sit outside and pretty much sit around all day. In the wintertime, it's like, fuck, man, I'm not going outside. It's 12 degrees out here. I'm freezing my nuts off, you know?
Yeah, it's true.
So
it's true. I mean, I don't know. I guess we'll see how well the ratings do. I'm sure they've been pretty good. I don't know if we've been.
I would imagine
really keeping up with that. But
no, but I would imagine that. I mean, they're not terrible.
Yeah,
people are probably tuning in to see what sort of disaster NBC is going to report on. At least here, they're tuning in to say, "Oh, look, the living conditions here. They got a toilet that doesn't have a pipe hook up to it. Like, who cares?
They have cameras in the bathroom.
It's all political, though. I mean, wouldn't you agree? Though this is more about politics than it ever is about sports.
I, well, I mean,
They're trying to prove to the world that they're like a great nation, and I think that the Americans are trying to prove to the world that they're not, and Russia could care less.
Well, I don't know.
Russia's we're going to do what we want to do, and if you don't like it, then bad.
Did you hear that in Russia, when the rings opened up and the U.S. one didn't, they cut to rehearsal footage, so nobody in Russia saw that ring not open up? Because when they did the rehearsal, it did open up.
Hmm.
So it might be like North Korea, where they not like to control what their people have access to.
I don't know.
But Americans, not. I mean, come on. Anybody who's read anything about Moscow, was it 1980 when the U.S. boycotted the Olympics and all that stuff? They know exactly what was going on. I mean, it was Russia's way of saying "fuck you." You know, you aren't who you think you are.
If you're holding grudges from 1980 as a country, I mean, what is this? The
1980?
Third grade?
They're holding grudges from fucking 10,000 years or 5,000 years. I mean, however long dinosaurs have been around.
The point I'm trying to make is, if you're harboring grudges because the country didn't come to the Olympics in 1980, get the fuck out of here. Like, grow up. You got another Winter Olympics. They're here. You know, be a fucking man about it. Don't be a whiny bitch, Vladimir Putin.
Yeah, 2018's in Korea.
Oh, great.
In Seoul. Or no, it's not in Seoul. It's in Pyongyang or something like that.
Yeah, great.
I probably slaughtered the name of that.
Shocking feng shui, whatever.
Yeah, feng shwizzle. But yeah, I mean, I guess we'll see. We'll see how this all pans out. So moving on, what do you guys think about these ESPN analysts, the ones that are really working hard, and then you've got the ones who are kind
of... God, there are just some just of them I just cannot stand listening to. I can't stand Darren Woodson. Now, mind you, he played for the Cowboys, and I can't fucking...
Is that kind of... Yeah,
but,
I was going to say.
But like someone like Brian Dawkins played for the Eagles, and he's a much better analyst. Darren Woodson just says whatever... ESPN, they'll probably put something in front of me. Oh, I played, and you know, they don't look like they want to be here. Listen, dude, come on.
Yeah.
Just be careful.
I think when analysts get to the point where they're paid for their opinion, you should kind of try pretty hard to get an opinion out there that isn't the same as everyone else's. And I don't know Darren Woodson, obviously, personally or anything, but I think maybe he's like one of all these other analysts that just kind of says, I'll just go along with what everyone else is saying so that I don't have to put myself on the line. And I do kind of agree with him if he has that kind of a mindset, because when you put yourself out there like a Ron Jaworski,
oh my God,
you're opening yourself up for a lot of horrible criticism.
But the thing is, you can't make statements like the biggest statement Ron Jaworski made this year.
The biggest statement of 2013.
Was that Colin Kaepernick is going to go down as one of the best quarterbacks of all time.
No, he didn't say one of the best. He said the best quarterback in NFL history.
The point
I'm trying
to make is, you can't say something like that.
You just can't say that.
Especially, I mean, now if you say that about Peyton Manning has done his career. Mm-hmm. He's won his Super Bowl. He's been to two more. He's got the records. He's got yardage. He's 5 years after he retires, automatic Hall of Famer. No question about it. The issue, though, is... You can't make statements about a guy who hasn't done shit. Like, Andrew Luck has been great in his 2 years in the league. He's been great. But you know what? Can you say he's going to go down as the greatest? Absolutely, you can't. You can't make that statement. You can say that he's the best quarterback of the 2012 draft. But you know what? If you're going on Super Bowl rings, right now that's Russell Wilson. You know? So I think that every team in the league, every team in any league, has players that are great or very good. And, you know, you can't just make statements that one guy, Colin Kaepernick played in the Super Bowl, lost to Joe Flacco. Does that mean Flacco's better than Kaepernick? Well, probably not.
I don't think so either.
But, you know, Flacco's got the ring, whereas Kaepernick didn't. You know, I mean,
that's true.
So, I mean, what makes someone great?
So, why do you, if you're Ron Jaworski then, right, why do you put yourself out there then? What do you think was his motivation?
Sensationalism, that's what it is. You say something, you get people talking about it, and then if you're right, you know, if this guy performs the way you want him to, then you look like a genius. Oh, you know, I predicted this. Like fucking Mel Kiper Jr. and his draft. Oh, my God. That guy is horrendous. But I don't know. I really have to limit my intake of ESPN because and not just ESPN. Let's be fair. NFL Network, I can't stand listening to Warren Sapp. You know, I can't stand Michael Irvin because, it's not just ESPN. It's these whole... Guys,
it's like news media. It fucking sucks now.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's becoming repetitive. I mean, I think that they need to start getting younger, and they are. I think ESPN is going to part ways with Chris Berman eventually. Yeah. I mean, I don't know how soon. I'm not saying he's a bad anchor slash analyst. I think he's just played out. I mean, you've got the back. It's gone. I mean, do I get a little bit nostalgic when I hear that? Yes, I kind of remember when I was a kid. It makes me feel good. I won't ever forget watching, you know, baseball games when I was a kid. You had Johnny Miller.
Yeah.
And
Joe Morgan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Unfucking believable. I don't think there will ever be two that can even come close to that. But you move on. You get the new. It's like Jay Leno.
Yeah.
Look, I mean, I know he'd love to be around forever, but you got to pass the torch. It eventually has to happen, you know? And I mean,
I'll believe it when he's dead.
Yeah. He's probably going to come back, right?
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, I'm sure some network like TBS with Conan O'Brien, they'll give Jay Leno, some network will give him a talk show.
Oh, God. Can you imagine if they told Conan he was done?
Oh, no. God. Can you imagine TBS told Conan? All right.
I like Conan O'Brien. He's pretty fucking funny.
But, yeah, we've got a whole bunch of callers scheduled.
Yo.
Yo, Mr. Brown. How's it going?
It's going pretty gay.
Let's jump right into it. What are your thoughts on...
Just slide right in there.
On this guy who just came out.
By jump into it, you mean into his anal cavity or...
Well, why not?
By jump into...
Whatever.
Get up in there. Just
hop right into that shit.
Get up in there.
I'm guessing... I mean, I don't know who's there, but are any of you guys big college football fans?
Yes.
Okay, I don't know who said that, but I don't believe you.
This is Lando. I am a huge SEC fan. I love LSU. I just like actually the SEC in general. However, my heart in college football truly lies with the University of Miami. But go ahead.
Oh, okay, all right, good. So someone actually knows. Well, I guess the big news is that, I mean, it's not big news that there's a gay NFL player or that there's a gay player in like a major professional team sport. What's the big news is that he would be the first active if he's drafted gay player who's actually playing in a professional team sport in the U.S.
Okay.
That's why it's a pretty big deal. Because normally anyone who's come out, it's been either they've come out after they retired or they're in, you know, like figure skating or something.
Figure skating?
That's why.
What are you talking
no
about?
No big shocker there, Mr. Brown, correct?
I know. It's the most macho of all sports.
It is.
Professional wrestling.
So if you were a teammate of his for whatever NFL team he gets drafted by, how do you personally handle this?
Unless you're a homophobe, you really don't care because
it's true.
You basically, and I mean this in the nicest way, but you treat him like every other rookie. You just make him do shit for you, pay for stuff. I mean, you really don't want to treat him out of the ordinary.
Now, is the hazing for him going to be under a microscope?
Yeah,
a little bit more, just because he is gay.
And that's what I'm worried about. That people could take it either way. Because if you do like the regular rookie hazing, which is like okay. You know, carry my bags, buy some groceries. You know, we're going to, like, tie you up to, like, the goalpost. You know, are people going to be like, oh, they're just doing that to him because he's gay? Right. Or would people be like, okay, but they're not treating him any differently? I think it all depends on which team he's drafted to because some teams are okay with that and other teams just don't do that.
That's an excellent point, and thank you for bringing that up. We hadn't actually discussed that part of it, but that's a really good point, you know. I'd imagine that all of that hazing will be under a serious microscope, and which is unfair because, let's get serious, he's a rookie. Just like every other rookie that came through the NFL before him, there needs to be some sort of hazing. Obviously within some sort of boundary, but there needs to be some sort of hazing because that's how you kind of get broken in. Forgive the pun.
Yeah, so to speak. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if they want to shave his head and give him the friar tuck, you know, the same shit that happened to Tim Tebow, whatever. It's gonna get, you know, he's gonna say, you want to shave my hair? You know, what about my pubes and all that stuff? I mean, I just don't know where do you draw the line with a guy like that. I mean,
is this a frat hazing or an NFL hazing?
It kind of turns into a little bit of a frat hazing. They do a lot of similar things.
Like I said,
things.
It all depends. You know, it all depends on the team because that happened a few years ago with the Cowboys, and one of the players they drafted, Dez Bryant.
Yep.
He didn't want to pick up someone else's, pads and stuff, which is nothing big. You know, he didn't want to pay for a dinner, so that's like the small stuff. But I mean, you've heard stories about people like, you know, like they bring in prostitutes and they're like, no, you have to fuck one in front of the other team, or oh, you got to like streak naked, or you got to do this. So I mean, it can go from just like. Serious stuff.
Well, what? We didn't know about the Minnesota Vikings ride on the boat.
Yeah, the love boat scandal over here.
No, but that's absolutely true. I mean, there are things that go down in the NFL that people have no idea about. I mean, Dante Stallworth, you know, killed a guy. He drove and hit a guy and killed a guy, and he's not in jail. If that was any one of us, well, we'd be in jail.
He was in jail for a year, but I agree.
Allegedly.
Not.
Well, what about the guy who just, the cowboy who just killed his best friend? He's not in jail at all because the dude's mom spoke on his behalf and said, I don't want him to go to jail, and he got zero jail time. And he's already had DUIs before that.
Yep.
And when he was placed on probation, he tried to take his ankle monitor off. So, of course, if you're rich and you're an athlete, you're not going to get in trouble.
Let me just go on record as saying, fuck the Dallas Cowboys, fuck every star, and that's all I got.
This guy's from Dallas.
Are you?
Yeah.
Are you from Dallas?
Yeah, I was going to say, you must be a Redskins fan.
Die hard. Die hard Redskin fan, my friend.
He's wearing a Skins jersey,
Enjoy RG3's fucked up leg, by the way, for the next
I will years. Enjoy that as much as you enjoy watching your old-ass team fail every time in Week 17. That will be fun for me.
Hey, here's the difference. We know we suck. We're just waiting for Jerry Jones to die. So
yeah, well...
Waiting for Jerry Jones to die. That's going to be quite a long time, though.
If it makes you feel better, we're all kind of waiting for Daniel Snyder to die, too.
We have that in common.
True, yeah.
Yeah, we just got a longer time.
Yeah, well...
We got a longer time to wait, so it's all good.
Yeah, but like back to the dude. The biggest problem is, and I was reading this today, is that this guy was co-SEC Defensive Player of the Year, which shows that he could play. But I was reading a couple mock drafts, and I don't know how this happened because it obviously has nothing to do with ability. He dropped 50 to 70 spots. That's like millions of dollars left on the table.
Yeah, but you know, if he can play, though, I mean, he'll make that money back, you know, later on in his career. And
yeah,
I read on a scouting report that. Before all this happened, one of the evaluators had him as a mid-round pick because he's kind of raw at the position and undersized for the NFL, and he'd be almost drafted without having an actual position on the line. I don't know how much truth there is to that, but I'm sure every team now will be under the microscope, and if he gets passed over for three or four rounds, every team's going to be against homosexuals and all that. You know what I mean? Not that they actually are.
Exactly, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Thing. People are gonna say, well, he was passed over because he's gay, even if that's not true, if it's for the exact reasons you said.
Right.
But whichever team drafts him will have to create a new position for him. I mean, we all know that.
Well, wouldn't it be advantageous to go and research and see what other players that are in the NFL right now have won the Defensive Player of the Year from the SEC and then kind of see where they fell. I mean, wouldn't that be kind of accurate?
I don't know.
Depiction of where he belongs in the draft?
I mean, the last two that I can think of, unless I'm wrong, are Glenn Dorsey and Nick Marshall from LSU. Did he end up winning it?
Look at where
Glenn,
they went.
Glenn Dorsey did. I don't know about Nick Marshall, but Glenn Dorsey did.
Did Marshall go to Auburn? Right. Yeah. I mean, I think if you look at where they were drafted, that should be a pretty good accurate depiction of them, unless they were defensive linemen and not
Glenn Dorsey,
defensive ends.
Yeah. Well, it's still defensive
line. It's the same thing. But you Glenn want Dorsey who was can a top rush five the pick,
I believe, wasn't he
for the Chiefs? Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I do agree with you when you say that they might. Drop him down, but I don't understand why they would. I mean, if he's a great player, he's a great player. I don't understand that. But
shouldn't they put him on offense? I heard he's great in the backfield.
That was good.
Clever.
That's going to be our opening line there, buddy.
Very clever.
Mr. Brown takes it to Browntown.
Thank you. Yeah, I had to wait for that one.
Mr. Brown, thank you very much.
All right.
Have a good night, man.
Take care.
Bye. Take it easy. You are live on the Sports Pollution Podcast. How's it going?
Good. How's it going with you guys?
It's very good, very good. We're talking about numerous topics tonight. What do you think about these ESPN analysts? I mean, I know in particular we discussed earlier Ron Jaworski and how he makes these almost crazy predictions. How do you feel about that? I mean, do you think it's something that they're just trying to gain listeners, or do you think they actually believe what they're saying?
Well. Listen, I'll tell you what. There's a show, you know, First Take, and that's the show you go. You make these grandiose comments about, you know, you make some ridiculous statement, you know, where Skip Bayless will say Tim Tebow would have beat the, you know, Seahawks. That's where you go to make your big statements. When they bring in a guy like Ron Jaworski, who's supposed to be a professional analyst and someone who's supposed to bring something, you know, that to weigh on the situation, that's intelligent, and he makes a statement like, I don't know, like when he said Colin Kaepernick is going to be the best quarterback of all time.
That's what we were talking about.
It's ridiculous.
Yep.
That's the kind of stuff that drives me crazy.
Yep.
I can't believe that he gets away with it so much.
Why do you think he says it, though? I mean, what's his motivation behind comments like that?
It, everyone wants to try to sound like really smart, and when they see someone progressing at a fast rate, they want to be the first one to say, hey, remember back in, you know, 2000 whatever, when I said he was going to be good and he is good now? You know, no, everyone wants to be the first one to say it, because, you know, if you go on ESPN today and say, oh, Aaron Rodgers is a great quarterback, no duh. You know, but if you're the first guy who said, oh, I saw this guy from, you know, before he was drafted, and I called it, you know, back here, I said he was going to be the best in the league, you know, that's what they're doing it for. They're doing it for the credit and the – I mean, they don't need any more, you know, like, they're not trying to make money. They're just trying to get their name and become this great analyst and puff their chest out. And
yeah.
It's getting to the point of ridiculousness now.
That's an excellent point, man. I'm in the same boat with you.
I agree completely,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Why do you think that the NHL is not as popular as the NFL and even the NBA in the U.S.?
I'll tell you what I think, and it's a real simple answer, and it's number of games. When you go to an NFL game, it's an event. It's like you've been waiting all week to go to it. When you go to an NHL game, it's fun. You'll have fun, but what does that game mean? Does it mean anything to your team? It could, especially near the end of the season, but it also could mean nothing. You could get blown out 10-0, and it doesn't mean anything. Next day, you can go to their team to play hockey and win and be just fine.
Excellent point.
That's a good point. We discussed earlier how MLB should really consider shortening their season from 162 games to maybe 120, just absolutely, so that they could finish before the football season, because a lot of people don't care about baseball unless their team's in the playoffs or in the playoff hunt once the NFL season starts. So what do you think about that? Do you think it's kind of the same thing?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I was talking to somebody the other day. They thought that baseball was on year-round. They thought that they legitimately thought that baseball players didn't have an off season.
Yeah.
Because it's every time they turn it on, someone's playing baseball. And it's And the thing is that just one game is so long. You know, it's so, you know, if you're not invested in a game, if you don't have a team or anyone to root for, why even watch baseball? Why are you going to sit there for 3 hours watching, you know, strikes and foul balls and outs and stuff like that? There's no reason to watch it. If you watch an NFL game, you know, even if you have no stake in it, it's some team that you're not cheering for, but it's a divisional matchup. You're like, oh, this is an important game.
Right.
I need to see who's going to win this. This could determine, you know, the outcome of who the standings in their own division, ultimately the conference. You know, so every game, I mean, you're going to get some, you know, like the Browns playing the Jaguars. No one's going to really be interested in that. But
that's true.
You're at least going to get, you know.
Hey, the Browns were watchable last year.
Points or something.
Yeah,
fantasy football. You know what? That's another good point. Fantasy football, being as big as it is, probably assists in being able to watch two teams play that you could care less about any other way, you know? I agree with
exactly
that.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'll buy that.
Where do you think – what's the future of fantasy? Do you think fantasy hockey and fantasy basketball is ever going to reach anywhere close to fantasy football?
No. I mean, fantasy football is light years away from the other – from the sports you just mentioned. I mean, the thing is the best thing you're going to get probably is next best thing is probably basketball, just because of all the big name stars on there. And part of the problem is really that hockey players are so humble. You know, you don't really have, you got the Sidney Crosbys and the Alex Ovechkins, but most of the guys are unsung heroes, you know, who don't, people don't really know their names and stuff like that. In basketball, you know who every star is on. I mean, if you watch ESPN for 30 minutes, you're going to get, you know, pretty much the superstars on any of the teams that played last night, because you know, they're showing the highlight reels of Blake Griffin and, you know, Chris Paul and Paul George and LeBron James, Kevin Durant, Carmelo Anthony, all those guys. Other than that,
John Wall.
I don't think you're really – yeah, John Wall. There you go. Yeah, exactly.
So, but,
yeah.
Thank you for coming on the Sports Solution Podcast. We really appreciate that.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
So, guys, that was a fun first episode. Thanks for having me on as a special guest. And
thank you for being here, Sam. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome anytime. As you know, we're here Mondays 7 p.m. to 9 p.m.
That's right.
On the radio waves. So.
Eastern Standard
Time. That's right. East Coast.
So if you follow the Dead Bedouins, for now, we don't have another account, but maybe we'll create one. I don't know. We'll tweet before we start the show, and then once you see that tweet, you can call in, and we'll take your call.
Bada bing, bada boom. It's that easy.
All right.
The Sports Pollution Podcast. Tune in Mondays, 7 to 9 p.m.